All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we're doing this a little early today because we've got a big 9 o'clock hour coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Grad in the news.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Hey, Randy, how many times do you think Tim's going to call me Robin tonight?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Tim!
I apologize.
It's quite all right.
And if I have to apologize again, I'm going to call you both a-holes.
Oh.
So, there you go. All right. What's going on with that news, Gina Grad?
Oh, we got a lot going on. But the first story, I thought we'd do in honor of Mr. Carolla out
all
there.
All right, man.
97.1's own Adam Carolla, as you now know, made an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night. And in true Adam fashion, he regaled Jay's audience with his opinions on the Olympics.
There we go.
I was watching the Olympic trials the other day, and I watched the steeplechase. Has anyone seen the steeplechase? It's like haggard white guys running for their life, jumping in water every second lap. I don't know, like, if they had like apes on horseback with nets or something, I would definitely watch that.
Are there any other weird sports you have a problem with there that you think?
We have handball. Did you guys even know?
No, I didn't know handball was in there. No,
yeah.
No.
You want to talk about not getting laid with an Olympic gold medal? Handball. Unless the guy who won it for ping pong is in the same bar.
Right.
All right, Leno last night.
Yeah.
I actually watched it. It's very funny.
When are you going to be on Leno, Tim?
I'm still working on it. My agents are still working on it. All right, what else happened in the news, Gina Grad?
Well, with the disintegration of professional wrestler Hulk Hogan's marriage to his wife Linda, rumors have been flying around about what exactly instigated this divorce.
Oh,
and
boy.
To answer some of those questions, Access Hollywood caught up with the Hogan's 20-year-old daughter, Brooke Hogan, to ask her what information she might have about the split.
Oh,
this is what
man.
She had to say.
All right, here's the tall Brooke Hogan.
Yep. We went to the same grade school. He was in the grade below me. It's kind of a weird situation. I pray every night that God will give me understanding. I don't agree with it. I think it's really crazy because I'm like, hello, I'm 20.
So, I mean, has she said she loves him?
They say they're in love.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
Wow, okay.
And I'm Santa Claus.
Wow.
How long has it been?
I've heard a couple different stories.
So this could potentially have been going on before the divorce?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. But, I mean, I've heard a couple different things, so I'm like, I don't really know what to believe.
That's so effing weird.
It's not the same.
this stupid family. I mean, they used to be, I thought, fairly normal, or at least keep it together.
Right.
And they've had a complete meltdown.
Yeah, now they're selling each other out right and left. And what she was saying, just to clear it up, that Linda is now dating a 19-year-old who is younger, 1 year younger than her daughter.
Oh!
You know, they used to be like just... You know, like a normal, like what I thought was like a very conservative family. They've turned into the Addams Family.
Yeah.
Or like the Munsters.
Yep.
Like that one house on the street where everyone takes their bikes and crosses the street.
And you just let the baseball go if it goes in the yard.
Right.
Walk away.
Yeah, the yard's not kept up. 19-year-old guys are making out with mom while the daughter's running around trying to get her, DVDs sold.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting how the daughter just sounds like some other field reporter? Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's when they were married. She doesn't give an F about the rest of the family.
She's out there promoting that hot DVD or that hot CD. I don't know what she's got going. All right, anything else going on in the news, Gina Grad?
Yes, well, in political news, presidential hopeful Barack Obama gave an interesting rebuttal to a remark made by Republican presidential candidate John McCain at a town meeting in Fairfax, Virginia this week. Obama seemed appalled at McCain's idea that his energy proposals will have only psychological benefits for the American public. And we have a clip of Barack's response to that.
All right, here's Barack Obama, man.
Now, this comes after Senator McCain recently admitted that his energy proposals, for the gas tax holiday and the drilling, will have mainly, quote, psychological benefits. All of you to know that America already has one Dr. Phil. We don't need another one when it comes to the economy. We need somebody to actually solve the economy.
I think we get it.
Are you nuts?
I think he was a little too overconfident in how he was going to sell that line.
I don't know. Referencing Dr. Phil in a presidential race. Oh, babo.
If I might add, just to make some clarity, I think this was a woman's event, like an economics.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
perfect platform.
All right. There he goes, everybody. Yeah. Oh, Obama. All right. Anything else going on, Gina Grad?
Yes. Well, finally, in entertainment news, with the season of Last Comic Standing coming up again on July 17th, the show looked back at its past 5 years and decided to come up with a top 10 list of the best jokes ever uttered on the show.
Hey.
And in the number one spot was a line delivered by comedian and season 5 winner John Reap, who spoke these witticisms about why the United States' colors are red, white, and blue.
All right, here we go. The funniest joke ever on Last Comic Standing.
That's what this country is, man. We're a small town nation. That's right. What do you think red, white, and blue stands for? Redneck, white trash, blue collar. Welcome to America.
Jesus Christ.
5 years, best joke.
The Last Bomb Igniting is how they should, change the name of that show. Jesus Christ. That's a joke?
Yeah.
And that's one, the best joke on
number
that show?
One.
And how many years?
Five seasons.
Five effing years.
Yeah.
And this did it.
That's what this country is, man. We're a small town nation. That's right. What do you think red, white, and blue stands for? Redneck, white trash, blue collar.
Redneck, white trash, blue collar. Get along. No wonder I don't watch that.
You know, it could have just been out of laziness, though, because he was last season's winner. Maybe they didn't want to go back the whole 5 years to search for the best joke.
But who is that for? I mean, who is that show for that it's not funny? I mean, is it a comedy show for people who don't have a sense of humor?
Yeah.
Would you put one together?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But you know how people say, oh, he's the poor man so-and-so, or he's the poor man's Larry the Cable Guy?
Well, but if you're going to say he's the poor man something, and the something is still alive, like if you say, well, he's the poor man Jay Leno, why wouldn't you just watch Jay Leno? He's still alive and on every night.
Maybe because you don't relate to Jay, because he's not the poor man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, the Last Comic Standing, this country has lost its sense of humor if that's the best effing joke. That's the best joke that people have tackled in the last five effing years. I could get my daughter, who's 2.5, if I get a pen in her hand and a cigarette and a coffee, she could probably come up with a joke by 10 o'clock that's better than that.
Want me to grab her?
Yeah, she's here tonight because she wanted to go to work with Dad.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, you have cookies, baby. All right, anything else going on in the news, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right, Gina Grad, the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Wow, he does remember who I am.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you 8.5 minutes.
All right, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Don't forget the David Letterman Top 10 list is coming up immediately here. The Top 10 Dumb Things Guys Like About Summer. And then we'll come back with Gina Grad and a couple guys who'd like to get in that skirt, man. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.